This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Poland, the frontier up against the Russian Federation's aggression in Ukraine. Poland, a state that is a very centerpiece of the revival of Eastern Europe these last decades since the end of the Soviet Union. Poland, which has really good food because I've been there a couple of times, is also in the midst of a political turmoil described by a narrow victory for a man named Nafrowski to be president. Never before a politician, I understand, an historian. But that's about the limits of what I understand in this election. So I welcome Monika Suss, a professor at the Institute for Political Studies, the Polish Academy of Sciences. Monika, a very good day to you. Writing most recently, you did for Strategic Europe, which I read carefully. I was struck by how the election of Karol Nawrocki has different flavors to the Polish positions of the Donald Suss government. And I want to go through them quickly. There's the local, the cultural. There's the regional, where Poland lives. And then there's the geopolitical, Poland part of NATO, a vital part of NATO, a military part of NATO. So I begin with the cultural. Karol Nawrocki surprised everybody, but especially surprised Donald Tusk. How so? Why was Tusk surprised? And in your article, you mentioned that Tusk caused these problems. Good evening to you.
Good evening, and thanks for having me. Well, I mean, you know, I would slightly, perhaps, if you allow me, disagree with you, because I don't really think that Nawrocki surprised many people. I think that, you know, once the Law and Justice Party, so the party that governed Poland until December 2023, actually decided to go with him as the presidential candidate, and once we actually saw how the campaign is developing, Pluchek said that he's likely to win the elections. But of course, you know, Donald Tusk, the prime minister of Poland, he was hoping very much that his candidate will win the elections. So, I mean, on this account, definitely we can say that he was perhaps slightly surprised by that. Nonetheless, you know, we are talking about a runoff between two candidates, and the election outcome was really extremely tight. We are talking about half a percentage, actually, of votes that Nawrocki got more than Trzaskowski, so the candidate of the government to some extent, supported by Donald Tusk. But for Tusk, for the government, Nawrocki means trouble, both domestically, as you just mentioned, but also definitely if it comes to foreign and security policy of Poland.
Let's start with domestic. Nawrocki in this country would have been called a populist. What does that mean in Poland, a populist?
In Poland, a populist means that, well, I mean, just to specify, he's a right-wing, you know, populist, because we also have leftist populist in Europe. But in Poland, we really do have primarily right-wing populism. So Nawrocki is all for traditional values, you know, supported by the Catholic Church in Poland. He's all for very strong relationship with the government of Donald Trump. He is very skeptical towards the European Union. But just to be clear, we are not talking about any kind of poll exit, but I can, you know, I can elaborate more on that when we talk about foreign policy. But domestically, strong Catholic Church, strong traditional understanding of a family, a quite clear no towards LGBT plus and minority rights. And he would like to have a country that is secured on all accounts, including the limited number of migrants. And he is very strongly opposed any relaxation of the very drastic, actually, abortion right that we have in Poland, as well, abortion law. And he's also very much in line with the previous government of the Law and Justice Party in terms of, as I just said, limiting migrants, limiting any kind of influence that the European Union can have on internal politics in Poland.
And regionally, the Ukraine war dominates the conversation. Poland has been very generous towards providing space for people to live during the conflict, and also very generous towards transporting weapons and material into Poland. Is that still something Nawrocki supports, the regional commitment to Ukraine?
I would perhaps distinguish two things. So just to be clear, Navrotsky is definitely not a fan of Vladimir Putin. So he's not a pro-Russian candidate, you know. He's very strongly in opposition to the Russian Federation and to the Russian politics nowadays. He strongly is in favor of Ukraine winning the war. And I would assume that he will continue supporting Ukraine in terms of sending military equipment and providing humanitarian aid. At the same time, and that's the second part of my answer, he is very cautious if it comes to migrant rights for Ukrainians in Poland. And we are talking mostly about social benefits that Ukrainians enjoy in Poland since they actually came after the full-scale invasion. And he's one of the politicians in Poland, there are a few of them, that actually say that we should to some extent limit that because this costs the Polish state too much simply on the long-term, you know, on the long-term perspective. So what we can expect from Navrotsky in terms of this, his policy towards the region is, on the one hand, supporting Ukraine militarily, because this is in the very interest of Poland that Ukraine actually wins the war. At the same time, I would expect him to be much more cautious if it comes to the policy regarding Ukrainian migrants living in the country.
The European Union. The posture towards the European Union is a puzzle to me, because Poland is such a growing economy and your foodstuffs are worldwide famous. What is his position on the EU?
His position on the EU is, I would say, cautiously supporting. So he's not arguing for any kind of Pol exit, because you simply cannot do this in Poland when you have over 80% of the citizens supporting a strong Polish law in the EU. So he knows it will be basically politically impossible to argue that. At the same time, he's very much in favor of national sovereignty, as he calls it. So he would like to see a European Union of nation states. I quote him on that. And he doesn't want to see any supranational term on the European Union politics. So basically what it means is that he's very he's opposing any kind of, you know, stronger integration, deepening the integration of the EU, and basically to have, for example, Poland entering the Eurozone. This is like a huge no-go for him. So he wants to see strong Poland, sovereign Poland with very strong national orientation, but nonetheless as a member of the European Union.
It is obvious that Donald Tusk is in one direction and Karol Nawrocki is in another direction. Is this going to lead to turmoil? Will it lead to new elections?
Again, great question. On Wednesday, so in 2 days, we have the vote of confidence. Donald Tusk, the prime minister, called for that in order actually to show that he's still supported by the majority of the parliament. So let's see how it goes. So basically, you know, to answer your question, I would say that definitely Navrotsky as a president means trouble for Tusk, because in the Polish political system, and just to be clear, we are talking about the parliamentarian system. So this is not something similar to the United States. The role of the prime minister and of the parliament is still very strong. But the president of Poland can veto laws coming from the government. And this is something that we definitely expect Navrotsky to do. So we can expect that he will basically veto, if not every proposal coming from the government, then definitely the majority of proposals will be vetoed by him. So this is why it means trouble, because the government will have difficulties to run the country. So that's like the major thing. And of course, you know, as you just mentioned, Tusk and Navrotsky are, well, totally, you know, I mean, different political animals. So we know Tusk as a very keen pro-European. Just to remind the audience, Donald Tusk was the president of the European Council.
Right.
So he knows the European Union, and he's also a known figure in the European Union by the president von der Leyen of the European Commission, for example. And he's a very strong supporter of a stronger European integration and of a very active role of Poland within the EU. And that's something what Navrotsky definitely does not support.
Monica Suess, Professor, Institute for Political Studies, Polish Academy of Sciences.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,